What's up, man? Belly Two Pets here.
Enzo Amore vapes where he wants to.
You might want to just put a burrito in front of him just to make sure he doesn't start from the middle.
And Gene, after this, give me more morphine.
Hello and welcome. We are back from theballerlifestyle.com. It's the Baller Lifestyle Podcast. My name is Brian Beckner. Episode 244 of the show. I feel like I spoke to you guys just last night because we pre-recorded an upcoming episode. So look for that. A couple movie reviews coming over the course of the next few weeks. So a couple movies coming at you, a couple classic 80s hits, nostalgia in full effect. Something new to the show, a listener, a hero called, and I said this, I tweeted this out, and I don't know. I can't tell when somebody's trying to be funny. I can't. I said, a heroic listener created this for us, and then I posted a link to our new subreddit, which is what you call a page on Reddit. So a listener called Michael Vick did nothing wrong, and maybe that's a joke in its own. I assume so. That I'm not gonna debate that one. Made a subreddit, and he sent me an email. And he's like, hey, here's the subreddit. See if people will join. And also, he's like, what do you think? About 50 people will join? And I go, yeah, I mean, we get, you know, quite many, many listeners every week in the thousands. At least 50 of them are probably on Reddit. And so far, I've just looked. We have 12 subscribers on Reddit. So if you're a Redditor, you can join. But I tweeted it out. It's just called TBLS_podcast on Reddit. I tweeted out a link, and I said, some heroic listener made a subreddit for us, and I thought that was really cool. And then somebody responded, pretty liberal use of the word heroic. And I mean, there's no sarcasm font or anything. And so I don't know. Like, obviously, I was sort of joking, but I didn't want to just respond to the guy's tweet with the definition of hyperbole. Because maybe he was making a joke that I didn't get, because he clearly didn't seem like he got the joke I was making. But either way, it was very nice of Vic Did Nothing Wrong to make this beautiful Reddit for us. And there's a lot of conversations going on there. There's a conversation about episode 243. What's the number that one's called? And then somebody, our friend Dolomite, has posted a topic. Can we preemptively ban Ish from this sub? So you can respond to that. What's the best movie review episode to date? Top Gun getting some love there. Who are your top three guests of the show? Tekashi 6ix9ine, spoiler alert, arrested on racketeering charges. I'm sure we'll discuss that later. So point is, you're on Reddit. Go there. TBLS_podcast on Reddit and be part of the community there. I am part of the community there now. I am now a Redditor. And so I go on there and check it, and I make comments on those posts, and maybe I'll start some posts on my own. Who knows? So do that. Thank you very much. Vic Did Nothing Wrong. You are a hero. Joining me now, as always, Ed Daly. Ed, how are you?
I'm doing well. I got to be honest. I clicked on that Reddit link or subreddit link.
And you didn't get it. You didn't get it. It's confusing.
But I don't understand Reddit. Reddit just seems like the internet in 1995.
Yeah. It's like message boards.
Yeah. Like, okay.
But it's like the most traffic site on the internet. So people like message boards.
So people long for the past.
I guess. Well, it's just like a little bit of everything. But yeah, I get what you're saying. It's
But sometimes somebody will DOS. Send me something that comes from a Reddit link, and it's great because it's more just people sharing stuff, and it can be good and can be the depths of humanity.
If, and I don't want an answer to this, so please nobody answer me. How come when you Google something, if Reddit is the most trafficked site on the internet, it's in the top three, how come when you Google something, a Reddit link doesn't always come up first? Don't answer that. I don't want the answer.
Yeah, I don't either. Yeah. So we recorded last night. We've got a few movies coming in the near future.
One in the can, one to record next week that will run next week, and the one that's in the can will drop a couple weeks after that.
And one to close the year.
And then we're going to do, and then another one we're going to do.
Right, so we've got three.
To celebrate
in
Christmas.
2018.
It's exciting.
So we were recording, and then buzz was building about this NFL game, the Chiefs versus Rams. So after we recorded, I watched the fourth quarter. There might have been 10 minutes left in the game, something like that. And it was entertaining, for sure.
I mean, it was pretty good. Unfortunately, the young QB, he heaved a couple easy picks.
Right.
Down
they were floaters.
Yeah,
they were off balance throws or something.
Just hung it up there.
Because he's got a cannon arm, but they were rough. But anyway, it was entertaining, lead changes and everything.
Highest scoring Monday Night Football game of all time. One of the highest scoring NFL games of all time.
Right.
Continue.
But the hyperbole.
Yeah, people get excited.
And I get, the moment, people getting caught up in the moment, and that's fine. But people saying, well, this is why the NFL is the greatest thing ever. You can see probably two Big 12 games a week that are that.
How about the Red River Shootout? I see how I'm not politically correct. The Red River Shootout this year was amazing.
Yeah, get the fuck out of here with that alliteration.
It was incredible. My fucking horns.
Was it 47-44 that game?
It was back and it was fucking just both teams throwing haymakers down the stretch. And that happens on the regs in the college game.
Yeah, always in the Big 12 and then sometimes Pac-12. You never know. But
did you happen to see what my all-time Pac-12 After Dark last week? My all-time favorite college football team, the Washington State
Wazoo?
Cougs.
Oh, yeah.
They hung
Uncle Rico as their quarterback. He had 55 and a half.
Yeah, they hung 69 on the Wildcats.
And
not so Wildcats.
They had 55 or 54 or something. 55, I think, at the half.
My man, my all-time favorite quarterback and a guy with a mustache, Manischew, second. That means that there's another dude called Gardner Manischew. First of all, the graduate quarterback graduated from somewhere else now goes
Uncle
to Washington
Rico.
State. Yeah, he threw 7 touchdown passes last week.
They're fun. Leach is always fun, and I will never forgive. At one point, Maryland had a coaching change. He wanted to go there. He was tight with the Under Armour guy, and the chancellor's like, well, he did treat Craig James's son unfairly, so they backed away from him at the last minute.
Totally trumped up.
And guess
what? Texas Tech.
Yeah. And guess what? He's been great. Wazoo, go to Spokane and talk about and try to convince people to come there, because there's some natural homegrown talent there.
Yeah, look up and down that roster and find one single guy that's going to the NFL. They're 9-1 in the Pac-10.
Even if there are, they're certainly not from Eastern Washington.
No, they're JUCO guys.
Yeah. They're guys that are buying into Mike Leach having a fun offense. And he's always been fun forever, even when he was the offensive coordinator for Kentucky way back in the day. I think he was Tim Couch's OC.
Yeah, he's awesome. He's a big weirdo. He's a big, weird, strange person with odd thoughts.
I love the guy.
Pirates.
I think he's got some weird shit going on.
He might be in the birther realm or something. Yeah,
he's into some weird shit. Conspiracy theorist for sure. But the guy can fucking coach. And not just that, he can coach a fun team to watch.
He's an innovator.
Right? I mean, You need guys like that, and that's why, to me, college is always better than the NFL, because a guy like that can exist. There are no Washington States in the NFL. I mean, eventually the NFL has adapted or picked up on the college offense thing, so now everybody's running that. But the NFL, almost everybody runs the same shit, or within 3 years they're all running the same shit. Remember, West Coast was like one guy was – Bill Walsh was West Coast, and then everybody kind of ran a variation of that. Like it – nothing is just – you never have a Navy and a Washington State in the same league. Never in the NFL.
And that game, that NFL game, the Chiefs and the Rams, was an incredible game. But that's once every 25 years. Like pretty much every game is 21-17. Like they don't really, unless it's the Saints or the Rams or the Chiefs, nobody's like really hanging big numbers on each other. It just doesn't happen.
It doesn't happen, and it does happen frequently in college football.
Yeah. That's right.
Speaking of college football, I mean, this was a horrible week.
3-0. Did you go 3-0 again? 2-1?
Because it was a bad week. One of the teams I picked was a team I swore off. I picked Oklahoma again, and guess what?
Oh, my God.
They gave up fucking 40 to Kansas.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, again, Kyler, who's going to come in second in the Heisman, he was awesome. Kyler. He was awesome.
Right.
But you're going to let Kansas score 40 against you? So, no, I lost that one -35.5.
Now, answer me this. Is Les Miles the coach at Kansas?
They named him.
He's
like going to
be the coach. Yeah. Okay. He's really dying that hair.
I sent you that clip.
Yeah. How the mighty have fallen. This Les Miles, he was the coach at LSU and they were pretty good. And he's a Michigan man. So they're like, oh, he's going to leave to coach Michigan. And like he's in every big job. They're like, oh, Les Miles, he's going to Texas. Les Miles going to Georgia. Like every big job that opened, Les Miles was going to be the guy. Then things got kind of sideways at LSU. Now he's a fucking coach at Kansas. Like you got to strike while the iron's hot.
At a place like Kansas, you need to be a Mike Leach type. You need to change it up.
Do things different.
I mean, Les Miles is going to run 3 yards in a cloud of dust kind of offense.
Yeah.
He's going to suck there.
I mean, who can forget Oregon for 30 years was the fucking
horrendous.
Was just the stomped on little sister of the Pac-10. And yeah, they had Nike, you know, that was Nike school or whatever, and Nike came on. But it wasn't until they started doing things a little bit differently, thinking outside of the box, that things really took off, and now they're a powerhouse, or, you know, they're down this year. But for the most part, they're, you know, one of the better teams in one of the better conferences. So I like that. I've always said that. Like, if you're running the single wing or the fucking option or doing weird shit, which is all over the place in college football, I'm gonna sit down and watch the game. If you got a blue field, I'm gonna fucking sit down and watch the game. I love that kind of shit.
Yeah, and I will go back to the NFL game last night. It was a good game. It was fun.
Oh, it was amazing, yeah.
But it was supposed to be
three defensive touchdowns.
It was supposed to be in Mexico City, but then they switched it at the last minute.
Yeah.
And so it wasn't in Mexico City, but ESPN already had their producers coming up with segments where they were going to go live from a bar in Mexico City and soak up the vibe. And They were, I forget the name, but they were saying, oh, we're from, you know, the Aztec bar in Mexico City or whatever it was. And somebody found out that was a Buffalo Wild Wings in Burbank.
Yeah, because unless you go to a place in Mexico City that has a huge expat community, nobody was watching the NFL game last night.
No. That's the thing. With these games in London, they have like 3 or 4 games a year.
Yeah.
They might be able to support a team, but it's all expats. It's not like the locals give a shit. It's just there are a lot of Americans living abroad.
Yeah, and just stop trying to shove football up people's ass. Like, just have it here. It's fine. Like, you want to put a team in Toronto? I'm with you. You want to put a team in Montreal? All for it. But
yeah,
you think,
but that's America's hat. We're not talking
right,
about
it's part of America. They got their own football up there. They got 20-yard end zones.
North American, but yeah. Europe, Mexico, they don't. No. These are soccer cultures.
Stop trying to export that shit. It's fine. You know, the popularity, like NFL football's peaked. To quote. Well, I mean, he didn't make up this quote, but he said it in relation to the NFL. Mark Cuban, pigs get fed, hogs get slaughtered. And that's, he's talking about the NFL. Like, they're too greedy, too big for their own britches, you know, and now that people get brain damage. Anybody watch 60 Minutes this week? One of the smart guys from the NFL, Tim Green, the fucking novelist, the ex-defensive lineman, the Syracuse guy, he's got fucking ALS. And if you watch that segment on him,
not
you fucking
fun.
Cried because yeah, it's super
good.
Fucking sad and depressing. And that's like 1 in 10 guys in the NFL. And that's the game you're watching. It's a game where guys are getting brain damage every single night. So
I don't want to disparage football because I think some of the shit that they do, equipment contracts, they could make it safer. But money wins out, like yeah, everything.
Of course,
but there are I've also seen these real sports or these different studies where they say if they required a certain mouthpiece and helmet, they could do a much better job, and they don't because money is winning there.
Yeah, exactly. Anything else?
Yeah,
I watched that. I watched that new Coen Brothers movie.
Oh, is it good?
I thought it was really fucking good. It's not a. It's a series of vignettes.
I love their take on True Grit. It's a Western, right? I love their take on True Grit, and it was way better than John Wayne's version because Wayne's an awful actor.
Totally. You know, I think Saturday night, I was getting ready to go to bed, and I was just kind of flipping channels, and Fargo was on, the movie Fargo, and it was like the second half of it, and I watched it, and I hadn't seen it in a long time, and I was like, man. These fucking guys are so good at making shit. And then the next night that movie had come out and I watch it and it's a series of maybe like 5 or 6 vignettes all set.
It's called Buster
Scruggs. The Ballad of Buster Scruggs. And it is so fucking good because every single one of them, you're like, what is going on here? You're like, you're really not sure how things are going to turn out. They're not predictable stories. They're weird stories and they kind of like slow burn, even though they're short. And you're like, what is going to happen with this? And then every single one of them takes a fucking crazy weird turn. And you're like, holy shit. Like, I didn't want it to end. So highly recommend. And then here's another thing. I've been looking. So there's no movies out right now. And I've been seeing for weeks the commercial, the trailers for this Freddie Mercury movie. And every time one would come on, I would go, man, this looks so bad. I go, this thing's going to be such a failure. Nobody's going to go see this. It just looks awful. And then to a man, every single person I've heard that's seen it's like, it's amazing. It's incredible. It's 90-something% on Rotten Tomatoes. Everybody says it's good, but I maintain that I would hate it if I saw it. It just looks terrible to me. Ed, you've seen it. What are your thoughts?
I very much like Queen. But
I love
not,
Queen.
But not – it's not like something that was – you know, people who – the band is a religion to them. I just think they rock out. They're just fucking
– oh, they're great.
Fat bottom girls or whatever.
Yes.
You know, they just kick ass.
Best vocalist of all time.
Yeah,
I mean, it's just so good.
Yeah, only Mick Jagger is in the stratosphere as Mercury. However, I liked it because they at least treated people who like Queen to a steady diet of Queen music.
I like that.
So at least for it was a boilerplate biopic.
Yeah.
You know, hey, we're struggling to figure it out. We figured it out. We're going to do it our own
we're
way.
Big like, stars. We're falling apart now.
Like, it wasn't so crazy, but at least they knew what they were and they kept playing hits. And Queen has a fucking lot of hits. And then they finish up with Live Aid, which, you know.
So I remember watching it as a kid.
Yeah. As a kid, I didn't even know that much about Queen, but he was the most magnetic guy on the stage.
Crazy.
And so, like, at least it knows what it is, and it's trying to appeal to people who like Queen, which most people should like Queen. But it's not that crazy. And I hear people mad that, like, oh, they didn't talk about the darker side of drug abuse and AIDS. I mean, they touched on it, but did you show up for the movie to hear Fat Bottom Girls, or did you want to see him just getting pounded and get AIDS?
But I did. I mean, I did hear that he used to throw parties where he'd have midgets walking around with trays of cocaine. I would like to see that.
They just showed.
I would also like to go to that party.
I don't know if it was a PG-13, but it was like a PG-13 rated party scene. They showed that there were drugs and debauchery, but they didn't get like, you know,
kind of glossed over. So I would say too gritty.
Probably a great Airplane movie.
Wait till it's on TV.
I see shitloads of movies, so I'm fine with it. But it was not great. It was just, who doesn't like hearing some good Queen music?
Yeah, I love it. I'll watch it when it's on Hulu or whatever. Okay. Some emails, voicemails.
Oh, one thing. I told you the game I lost, but I went 2-1. Does that get you paid? I can't remember.
Yeah, that gets you paid. That's 66%.
That's every week. I'm just
almost 67.
Every week I'm doing this.
Have you, how many losing weeks have you had?
I've had 0 in 5 weeks. So
0.
1 week I went 4-1. So I'm pretty sure I get you paid.
Yeah, you get Grisia Daily gets you paid 100%. That's for sure. Okay. Emails. Amigos. Not to go Manuel via email on you, but I just finished up a trip to the work urinal where I didn't check out a flesh sword of a colleague. However, I did let one rip while standing there. John, come on, buddy. Now, normally I would hold it in, but I don't really like the guy, so didn't care. So I didn't care that I let one go. What are your thoughts on this? Do only Jim Tom Sula looking fellas fart while at the urinal? You know I hate that word, John. Or is it fair game?
Tom Sula? You don't like it, Tom Sula?
Thanks, John in Huntington Beach, Fullerton legend. Hey, do you, John? Like, that's probably not. Maybe if I was drunk. You know, I don't notice like a lot of air moving through my body in the same way as some of you disgusting pigs out there.
Hang on a second. Yeah. That's the time that I feel it.
When you're pissing, everything gets relaxed.
Yeah. And that's the time in my life where I feel like sometimes I got to hold it in. But if you're by yourself, fire away. Or if you're with a foe,
You especially let it fire away. I shouldn't tell the story. I don't know. I like to hold myself above the fray. But don't play this part back for fancy sauce. I was golfing with some buddies a few weeks ago, and this is embarrassing. And I'm on the second fairway. I piped a pretty decent drive. I used my 3-wood off the tee because my fucking driver could go any which direction. But I could get that if I really hit that 3-wood, it'll go 240. And so I'm out. I hit a pretty nice drive with my 3-wood, and I'm in the fairway, and I'm set up. I got an approach. I'm gonna be on the green with the second shot. And I'm standing over my ball, and I'm playing with two other guys, and we're walking. One guy is known to people on this show. He's a big golfer. He's big. And so we're you know, they're looking at me, waiting for me to hit my shot, and I get up over my shot, and by God, Ed, I wasn't going to be able to hit my shot because I had a rush of gaseous air into my colon that I wasn't expecting. So I actually had to back off my shot and release that air. And unfortunately, or fortunately, it made an incredibly loud noise. And where we were playing was like in a little canyon area. So there were like walls to either side of me, and directly behind me was the 7th tee box, and there was a foursome getting ready to tee off right there. And it was so loud, it echoed, and it was like, it like shook the walls, and it was dead quiet. It was like 5 o'clock at night. It was like an evening round, and it was dead quiet and calm back there. There's like deer eating the grass, and it's just like, you kind of have to talk low because everyone can hear you. And it was just two groups, my group and this group of guys behind me, and they fucking lost their shit. They were laughing so hard. They were dying laughing. And to the point where the guys I was with were laughing so hard that as I was driving home from the round, I got a text from one of the guys, and he's like, hey, I'm still – it was a group text. He's like, I'm still laughing my ass off about Brian's fart. So it happens to me too. Like sometimes – some if it's going to be funny, let it go. But John, please, not on my talk show. Another one.
Who are you, Donahue? Let it go.
Ballers and Kate – Kyle and Scani is so damn good.
Fuck yeah, he is.
I agree the cows and the sun don't care what time it is, but they don't play golf like I do. Please bring back Kate's bubbles during her intro. It was a nice touch. Hashtag Patreon. Hashtag shooting loads.
Whoa.
That's not a hashtag on this show.
Hashtag took a turn.
All the best CB in SC. I agree. Last week, if you didn't listen to episode 243, go back and listen, because voicemailer Kyle and Scani, he let us know his occupation, and that occupation is farmer.
Love him.
I mean, wasn't ready for that.
But he just Kyle cut through the bullshit so quickly.
Yeah.
We're speculating about what it is, and he cuts right through the bullshit.
Cows don't give a fuck. They don't know what time it is.
Right.
Don't have watches, cows.
Don't blame this on farmers. This is not our deal.
Yeah. Yeah. And I'm like CB and SC. I like to play an evening round of golf. And it's, you know, when it's daylight savings, as we here in California, the vanguard of the world, have announced we would like to make it daylight savings all the time. I can make a tee time at 3:30, tee off at 3:30. I'm done by 7:30, 8 o'clock. Guess what? I've played 18 holes and it's still fucking light outside. That's what we need. The cows don't give a fuck. The cows don't give a fuck that I'm making a tee time at 3:30. They just want to fucking chew their cud, eat their grass. Okay. Now we got some emails, voicemails. Manuel's back in the mix.
All right. What does he got?
I don't know. Let's see. But
does he have a theme song?
I can't believe I forgot Manuel's theme song. I can't believe where is it? It's been somebody's been fucking. How do I not have Manuel's theme song queued up? Is it just not here? Insta story, Loudcomer, All I Need, Daily's Choice. My name is Brian, Can Conundrum. Just hold on a second. Hold on briefly. Hold on loosely. And I'm not going to get started. I would never have closed that, but maybe I did by accident. The problem is that all Manuel's emails start with Manuel, and then so does the name of the song. So,
right.
I mean, I can get it back, but how have I? Oh, hold on. Just hold on 1 second here. I've found it. Keep talking. Manuel has weighed in, but he does that every week. Let's be honest. He's always there. He's always in the mix. But who isn't in the mix? Let's do him first. Who isn't typically in the mix is our buddy Telly. Telly Two Putts from Twitter. He is announced.
There was a buildup.
He's like, hey, I got the greatest story in the world. Like, you're never going to believe this shit. I'm going to leave a voicemail. What's the number? So many times what's the number? So I gave him the number and he called in. Now, I haven't listened to these. I told him I was going to go into this dry because this story is so great. It's so great that it took him 4 voicemails to get it through. So you want to – let's do Telly first before – and then we'll play Manuel's theme song. Okay. Let's see what Telly had to say.
What's up, man? Telly Two Putts here. Kind of drunk. Like, not too bad. But –
Telly likes to get fucked up, by the way. He likes to drink Jaeger. He likes to drink Picharitas.
Whoa. Like
whatever's out there. Stuff. Zima. He loves Zima. He lives in Colorado. Who knows what he gets up to? He likes to drink.
Here was my deal. Hold up. Let me get by. There's some people over here.
Oh, there's people that might hear.
I thought I was in the clear. Hold up.
Oh my God. Wasting our time.
Here's what happened. Met a chick a few weeks ago. She's awesome. Cool chick. And long story short, she told me, she had a stroke like 6 years ago.
Whoa. It's an older lady.
And when she finally told me when she had the stroke, she was fucking coming. She had an orgasm during it. And she almost died.
Whoa.
Whoa.
And so here I am, and I'm, when I say here I am, like it's,
you're inside of it.
Like 6 hours away from going down. What the fuck do I do? Do I fuck her again? Like, do I, she told me, she's had plenty more orgasms.
Oh, I like how he can barely say orgasm. It's like me trying to say fart.
He's like Tim and Eric saying Krimbus.
Plus, the dude that dicked her down and fucking put her in the stroke 5 years ago?
Yeah.
I can't match that.
No, you
who's
couldn't.
Who's going to match a fucking dick down that almost kills you? And she told me, like, she almost died. Like, he saved her life.
Whoa.
The fuck do I do?
No.
What do I do?
What does he do? Ed. He can't match that deep dick and that, like... How many guys can say, I banged a chick so hard she had a fucking stroke?
What
Who can
if,
say that?
But what if the next time you bang her, you crank up some Billy Squire?
Stroke me?
Play the stroke.
The stroke.
Right? Like, yeah.
Yeah, then, that's a more little like comic relief.
Everybody!
It's great. It's a great jam. Okay, let's see. There's more. Telly's got more. Let's see. I don't know if I'm going to be able to get through four of these, Telly, but let's see. Let's hear. He continues.
Where's the cliffhanger?
That was it. Let's see if he pays it off here.
Telly's two puss, but. And Beckner. Fucking.
Yeah. What?
God damn it. Oh, God damn it. What did I call you?
Oh, my God, Telly.
Anyway.
Spit it out.
I'm not going to do it.
Oh, he's not?
And we're hanging out tonight.
It's a payoff.
She doesn't live near me.
Yeah.
But she comes. She's a guy. She went to school at CSU. So
CSU.
She's up here this weekend.
Telly's a big CSU guy. Go Buffs.
She wants it to go down. Like, she wants it. Go down.
Yeah. Okay.
And so why don't you?
It's a lose situation. Like,
because you're not going to give her.
If
a stroke.
I take her good, am I going to fucking kill her?
No.
Do I want that? No.
No.
No fucking way.
She's probably on medication now.
And between you and me, there's no way I can dick her that good.
No,
that
you
dude
can't.
Fucking dicked her and almost killed her. There's fucking no way.
Maybe dicked her too good. Okay. Now I feel like we're going to find out whether or not he banged her. Let's hear the next one.
Dude, you said you were going to change the fucking voicemail.
I haven't done it yet.
It said it was Brian Beckner. But anyway.
Meant to do that.
I don't know. It's.
Yeah, okay.
We don't live near each other, and...
Oh my God, you're saying the same shit.
And if I fucking kill her...
You're not going to kill her.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Telly.
How do you brag about that? Like,
how do you brag? I killed a chick.
I picked her down that good.
Like, I mean, I'd brag about it.
You need to go into every situation with confidence.
I killed her. Like, dude, she told me... She was in a coma.
A coma? It sounded like you said toma. Do you think...
But she told me she was this a Kill Bill situation where guys were paying
I don't know what to do, bro. I don't know.
Could be. Dad,
text me back.
You gotta,
You gotta get a jar of Vaz. Okay, one more. Let's see if this pays off. This is one more. Last voicemail.
Second verse, same as the first. Let's go.
Yeah, first three was the same thing. Okay, hold on.
He didn't tell me, like, until, like, we got way into...
No, he's just still saying the same shit.
Our shit. Like, we're a month into our shit right now.
Oh, they've been talking for a month. That's a long time to go without fucking.
Well, when I had my fucking stroke, I had an orgasm. Like, I was having an orgasm, and I would have died. And he saved her life.
He saved your life. Okay, no, we get it. We get it, Telly. I mean, it's not like she's going to have an... it's not like she's wishing that she had a stroke. It's not like she's saying the sex was so good I had a stroke.
I think she's saying, it can have.
Yeah, I think she's saying I happened to have a stroke while I was doing sex. Like, I've never had a stroke, but I imagine that there are a lot of factors that go into it. Wouldn't you think?
Yeah. Just go for it, buddy. Yeah. Why not?
Just bang her, T2P. Jeez, stop dragging it out. Now, I don't know if we have time for Manuel. Let's do him on double speed. The first one's three. There's 7 minutes of Manuel here.
Just so one.
We'll just do the first one, and we'll do it on double speed. Here we go, Manuel.
Hey, was your name Wanda? Because I Wanda. Yes, it is. The baller shot caller, major dollars, pimping the microphone podcast. What up, fellas? Hey, I just want to give you guys a shout out for the love once again. You know, I'm a classic pizza eater. Those crust first, these are weirdos. Mm-hmm. But I love the show you guys got on deck here, man. I want to do a co-sign on the Woody Harrelson. That's been one of my favorites since the days of Cheers.
Loves that, Woody Harrelson.
Bartender from now to when he's the crazed zombie killer in Zombieland. That's a very underrated movie, in my opinion.
Yeah.
That is a good movie.
That was a hell of a movie. Quite a few, man. Indecent Proposal. Man,
Indecent.
Shout out to you, Woody Harrelson. I will be blazing the doobage in your honor tonight. Yeah. A little bit of blank status.
Yeah, he doesn't what smoke.
Breathing apparatus, all on the herbals. But that wasn't what I called it, you know what I mean? I was also tripping on that song, man. I'm glad you guys get kicked out of it. That numbskull, numbnuts, nitwit from New York. Hey, man.
Brad,
kind of mind, so what can I say? Anyhow, I also wanted to give you guys a movie to try to pull up, man, for review. I heard you guys hit there off. That's one of my favorites, too. But about One Crazy Summer. Also, a John Hughes, that 80s movie. I'm going to give the edge to One Crazy Summer over Better Off Dead myself. But, hey, maybe you guys can know.
Maybe a summer.
I like them both. I like them both.
Anywho, man. Oh, Kyle. Big shout out. Kyle and Stani, man. That's my man right there, man.
Yeah.
Oh, boy. Was hilarious when he was talking about a farm deal. Like,
he was very funny.
You know, like, Kyle goes to sleep when he wants.
Yeah.
The sun comes up when he wants.
I agree.
Freaking Kyle. Yeah, man. But, shoot, man, I can't even think now. I lost my train of thought.
Okay.
Now, guys, I guess I'll just wrap it up like that, like a fat zigzag squeak.
Oh, yeah, word.
There you go.
Okay. Hey, great job, Manuel. Totally with you there. Well, Better Off Dead or what was the other one?
One Crazy Summer.
Isn't that Demi Moore? I'm all in on that.
Yeah, Demi Moore and Bill Murray's brother plays one of the guys.
Yeah, it's Joel.
And what's his name? Booger's in it, too.
Yeah, Booger from Revenge of the Nerds. Might be making an appearance sooner than later on this show.
Right.
He seems down on his luck. Manuel's a good guy. His voicemails really suck. But this song's his great. Voicemails really suck. No one's enjoying him. He's so annoying. Plus so fucking boring and worthless. But he's got nothing else to do. And he's even worse than ish. His faults are useless. Shit. He's fat. Okay. That's it. Thank you, Manuel. Thanks, Telly. Hopefully by now you've deep dicked that chick. Like, don't.
Yeah, good luck, buddy.
You can't have the yips.
But
you know,
maybe learn CPR before you go over.
Telly, you're a golfer. I know you're big into golf. Two putts. It's in your name and everything. And I'm not a good golfer. I understand you're a pretty good golfer. And the whole thing is when you stand over a shot, you picture yourself hitting a good shot. If you don't picture yourself hitting a good shot, you're not going to hit a good shot. So you can't have the yips when it comes to bitches either. When you stand over that puss, you got to be like,
oh, man,
I'm going to deep dick this. I'm going to deep dick this. I'm going to be given a stroke worthy sesh right now. Like, if she doesn't have a stroke, She's going to be so glad she didn't have a stroke because she was loving the sexing I was providing her. Think of it that way. You got to go in with confidence. I once heard Tony Hawk, someone asked Tony Hawk, like, oh, how do you, well, like, what's the, how do you learn to do a trick or whatever? And he goes, well, the number one thing is just knowing that I can, I'm going to make it. Like not having any doubt that when I go for it, I'm going to land. And it's true. If you have any trepidation, she's not going to have a stroke. She's also, she'll probably ghost your ass because you didn't come at it full force. Go in there and give that broad a stroke. Yes.
But bringing it back to Billy Squire, who did the stroke.
Yeah, also put on the stroke, the song.
And that's a kick-ass, like, 1982-ish type of jam. Right. But then he had no fear when he did that video, Rock Me Tonight, where he's kind of dancing around faggy. In satin sheets. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So sometimes you might want to, you know, hesitate on things. But
No, you can't give him – that can't be your swing thought. Don't listen to the haters, Telly.
Yeah, don't watch the Rock Me Tonight video before you have
– Definitely sleep. Not. Definitely not. Unless you're trying not to come. Don't come, Telly.
Or – yeah. All
right. Yeah. Okay. Ed, what is going on in the world of sports? Let's hit some headlines.
Farting controversy clouds.
Oh, my God.
Darts quarterfinal. If you're showing up for the darts quarterfinal, probably flatulence is making an appearance. But you got to love farting controversy clouds grand slam of darts quarterfinal.
Because, of course, because it's the Guinness.
Yes.
Like that Guinness.
Very gassy.
Yeah, you'll blow some out. It's the yeast.
Mm-hmm.
Any Guinness isn't necessarily a heavy beer. It's a dark beer, but it doesn't drink heavy. It drinks more like a lager. It's not a lot of carbonation. You're not burping a lot, but it's the yeast.
And not a ton of calories either.
It's right? Actually
it's low calorie.
Close to a Corona in calories. Yeah. It's the yeast though. That'll really get things. But also gamesmanship. You're up there playing darts.
It's a concentration game.
Yeah, you got to put it all out there. You got to fucking fuck with the other guy. Psych out shit.
That's right.
All right, what else?
Former WWE wrestler Enzo Amore booted off flight because he wouldn't stop vaping.
Well, that Enzo Amore, he vapes Enzo, where he wants to.
Can you stop vaping? Nah, I can't do that.
Is that his given name? Enzo Amore? Is he related?
When the moon hits your eye like a big vapor pie.
Is he at all related to the vaping congressman Duncan Hunter? Because he vapes in House committee meetings. Yeah, he's super cool. He won re-election.
I just want everyone to know I'm cool. I'm going to vape on the job.
Well, it turns out he's taken all sorts of money from vape companies. And so he's actually
advertising.
Yeah, he's doing a commercial and then he's taking that money and he's using it on his mistresses. So, like, of course he is, because he's a fucking vaping congressman named Duncan.
I would have appreciated him more if he was taking money from the big yo-yo, Duncan yo-yos. He's just yo-ing.
Doing yo-yo tricks?
Hearings.
I had a yo-yo phase that lasted probably like 20 minutes one time. Yeah, and I thought, oh, I'll do some tricks.
Like sixth grade, a bunch of boys got yo-yos and we're like, yeah, let's walk the dog. Yeah, but I'm not digging the part where I have to re-roll it up. So let's just end this thing.
It gets all twisted. It's like fishing. One more note on wrestling. Friend of the show, Travis Rogers, he does his show from just in the same complex, LA Live, right by the Staples Center. And I guess they had like a big wrestling thing at Staples Center this couple days ago, and he texted me a picture the next morning. There was like a meet and greet and there were adult men standing in line to meet wrestlers, and a bunch of them were holding their very own wrestling belts.
Oh.
And our guy Telly is worried about having sex with an actual woman. Like, there's people with bigger problems out there. Okay, what else?
Lawsuit accuses Illinois football parent of dressing like a ref to impact the game.
So good.
The dude just kept calling holding penalties.
So good.
And my buddy, I was at a group text this morning. My buddies and I were discussing it. And my buddy goes, the parent, his name is Richard Mercado, which means his name translates to Dick Market.
Dick Market. Dick Market was out there.
So many holdings.
Slinging holding calls. Did he do like a Naked Gun where he like tied up the other ref and like put him in the trunk?
Also, think about it. So he not only got the Halloween costume, he showed up like a ref. Did he bring flags? He brought flags.
Yeah, he would have had the whole thing, the long socks.
Because the Halloween costume doesn't come with actual flags, I wouldn't think. He brought his own flags.
He'd have to know how to do that thing where they wind the whistle thing around their hand so it's like real tightly
around two
tied
fingers.
On.
Yeah. But, buddy, quick reminder, nobody gives a shit about your son's football game.
No, not even your son.
Dwight Howard heckled by arena worker during post-game free throw practice. Dwight Howard seems like a real turd. However,
he's really simple.
Fuck this worker, buddy. Yeah. You make your living based on Dwight Howard and people entertaining, and then you work in the arena. Like,
yeah.
I mean, what?
Mind your own fucking business. He's trying to sell some tickets for you.
And after the game, this isn't during the game, and he's a piece of shit or something. This is after the game. He's only trying to make his game better.
Yeah. This is a guy that's been maligned his whole career for not taking it seriously enough. And here he is shooting throws after the game.
I got to tell you, after a game, and he's in Washington right now, and I know they're playing horribly, the last thing you want to do is hang out on the court. When you lose a game, you want to get the fuck out of there.
Yeah. Yeah, but he's shooting throws. Interesting that this is the second day in a row you and I have had a conversation about a dude named Howard shooting free throws.
Hint.
What else?
Gritty inspired protesters chase far right Proud Boys rally out of Philly.
Oh, I'm tearing up a little bit.
Gritty.
How sweet is that? Like,
just when you think Gritty can't get better.
Yeah, Gritty is, of course, Gritty's the best, but not only is Gritty the best, he's fucking up right, alt-right fuckwits in Philly.
Proud Boys.
Yeah, fuck the Proud Boys and their fucking
hate
khakis.
Rallies, and they just, showing up in their khakis and they just surround people and beat them up. But never one-on-one fights because the Proud Boys aren't very proud of themselves.
Fucking pussies. What else?
Canadian curling team kicked out of tournament for being extremely drunk.
Now, how's that? Why is that penalized?
I didn't realize sober curling was a thing.
It's kind of like bowling or golf or pool.
Right.
Like you're pretty bad at it until you have like 2 to 3 beers, and then suddenly you're like, oh, fuck, I'm kind of good at this.
And any sport where you can smoke a cigarette while doing it means you can drink during it.
Of course. That's performance enhancing. If anything, maybe that was the thing. They're like, hold on. You guys got drunk first? And they're like, yeah. And they're like, no, you're going to be too good. It's not fair to the other curlers out here. They didn't know that they could get drunk also. So since they're sober and you're drunk, that's a performance enhancing substance for curling. I'm sorry, but we're going to have to disqualify you.
Right. Because just think about the movement of curling. You just kind of glide on the ice. It would be way better drunk.
The sweeping. Yeah. Sweep it this direction. Rub the thing. Like really sweep it hard.
Yeah, if you're shit-faced, that's a fun activity.
Totally. I would do it. Like if I was Canadian, that would be like a thing that I'd get into a league or something.
Yeah, I'm just not around that much ice in my life.
I can't say that I've ever really been on much ice.
Condoleezza Rice on Brown's head coaching wish list.
Yeah. Anybody buying that as a real thing? I mean, it made headlines.
Well, she was on the college football playoff committee for no reason also.
The BCS.
Because she's just a big fan. Okay, mm-hmm. But I am totally fine with, like, in the NBA, there are some women assistant coaches. But Condi Rice has zero coaching experience, and she was like really pretty important on a pretty bad decision that kind of caused ice.
Well, I was wondering about that. Do you think she's like she would be coaching, and they would like give her the other team's playbook, and she'd be like, "Oh, we don't need that." And they're like, "Wait, no, we gave you that one thing. We gave you that one thing that said what they were going to do." And she, and they'd be like, "What did it say, Condi?" And she'd be like, "I don't remember. I think it said something along the lines of." Steelers determined to blitz on third down, stunting through the A gap or something. I can't remember exactly, but something along those lines. Do you think that would be?
Yeah,
that would be an issue.
But that certainly qualifies her to do anything she wants.
She went to Stanford. She's a very accomplished woman, but this reeks of tokenism,
right?
And a media stunt.
Yeah, and the Browns at this point. Need to actually just make good decisions.
Yeah.
If you're Baker
Mayfield. Like firing Hugh Jackson, that was a good decision.
Baker Mayfield at this point should be asking for a trade. All right, I can't be a part of this bullshit.
Yeah.
Put me on a
good team. I'm good.
Condi Rice is not a coach.
You're wasting my prime. Like, no stunting unless it's me on the field because I'm Baker Mayfield and I know how to dance.
Yep. All right, non-sports. Okay, thanks to anti-vaxxers. North Carolina is suffering through its worst chickenpox outbreak in two decades.
Okay, anti-vaxxers. I mean, the data's are in, guys. Like we know, like vaxxing good, yeah, not bad.
There was a report like 20 years ago in a British journal, and like 2 months later, they retracted it and said, "We're sorry, this guy is decredited."
The guy made it up. Yeah. The guy made it up. He's been debunked. He made it all up.
Playboy Playmate ran with it.
Yes.
And Oprah empowered her.
With their big old jugs.
Yeah. And that's it. That's where we're at. There was no proof. Nope.
No. There was no proof. There's never been any proof. And I'll be honest. I didn't know there was a chickenpox vaccine.
Oh yeah.
I didn't realize this. My kid, because I was just thinking the other day, I'm like, my kids have never had chicken pox. How's that possible? But I'm got to assume they've been inoculated against it.
Yeah, they probably have. I'm pretty sure I remember my kids getting it.
Yeah, get it. Get the flu shot. Get all the shots. Every fucking shot you can get. Get a shot.
If you want to spread it out, because some people like they feel sick when they get a shot. Spread it out a little bit, but just get the shots.
Yeah. A couple years ago, there was a mumps outbreak at fucking Disneyland because we're losing the herd mentality. It's not the herd mentality. What's the phrase I'm thinking of? Herd.
I'm not sure where you're going.
It's when you inoculate the whole herd. The point is that the people that it doesn't work for, because the vaccinations are like 90% effective. But it doesn't matter because the people that it doesn't work for aren't going to be exposed to it because everyone else has been vaccinated. Get your shots. What else?
The acting attorney general, the guy who replaced Sessions, his company used to sell big dick toilets. So
your cock wouldn't
touch water.
Oh yeah. Oh, I like that. It's mostly for saggy balls, guys, though.
Yeah, he was right. I think they were advertising, yeah, so your dick doesn't dip in, but really, old balls.
Because we already have the elongated bowl. Like, there's right, like, sometimes the bowl, you ever notice, you like sit down, and you're like, wait, I can barely get my dick in this bowl because it's the short bowl.
Yeah.
Now they're mostly, they have the long, it's more of an oval shaped bowl to get your whole dick and balls in there in the front. But the depth can be an issue because some dude's got some saggy ass balls that hang in the water, and that's pretty fucking gross.
But if you had that toilet, people went to your house, they'd be like, "What's going on there?
Yeah, what's, it's pretty nice. Where do you get this?
It's an odd toilet.
Yeah. Oh, what's going on here? It's for my big ass dick. For the rumor.
Why do you have that? My big dick?
For the rumor. I got a big ass dick.
Yeah, it's a rumor starter.
I need a special toilet. Big ass dick.
Pretty cool. He's the acting attorney general now.
Yeah, no, I like that.
McDonald's worker faces charges after trying to shove bacon in her manager's mouth.
I mean, what's wrong with the manager? He didn't want some bacon? Who turns down bacon?
McDonald's bacon. I'm guessing. I haven't had McDonald's in a while, but I'm guessing it's not so good.
I mean, yeah.
South Carolina.
They're both at McDonald's. I don't see the big deal. At all. Have bacon.
Yeah, the guy's name is Bradley Ray Rissinger. So I was thinking maybe if religious-wise, that would be a problem for him. But
could be right. No,
Bradley Ray Rissinger.
Right. He's a dirty animal.
Let's go over to Kansas. White Kansas officials' master race comment draws calls for his resignation.
I hate it when that happens. I fucking hate when I accidentally say some super racist shit in front of people.
I mean, heat of battle. Who among us hasn't just completely discredited all the other races?
Kansas. What's wrong with Kansas? Okay, what else?
Man sues British Airways for sitting him next to, quote, extremely large passenger. I mean,
it's an issue.
It's an issue, and I am sorry. Yeah. Like I said, I'm not wayfish myself. But right. When you're spilling into other people's seats,
yeah,
you're kind of taking up two seats.
You got to buy two seats.
And I remember Kevin Smith. Guess what?
Well, he did buy two seats, though. I think the issue was he bought two seats, and then they sat somebody in one of his seats or something. I can't remember the details. I could be fucking it all up.
But I just think, you can't spill into someone else's seat.
The seats are pretty small. You know, that's why you kind of gotta be like Southwest. You know, like they kind of do have it figured out. Like they get you there and they line you up. You get there first. You get the pick of the seats.
Yeah.
Of course, some big fat ass could come sit next to you.
Yeah. So a guy got drunk at a Baltimore production of Fiddler on the Roof. And unfortunately, he yelled out Heil Trump. And he said he thought it was a good idea while he was drunk.
He was drunk. Also, who drug him to Fiddler on the Roof?
Yeah, a Baltimore production of Fiddler on the Roof. It's not like he's getting Mandy Patinkin.
It's not Broadway, yeah.
You're getting extras on The Wire playing.
Snoop is playing Tevye in Fiddler on the Roof. Like
that was
so rhythmic. Just like musicals are so bad in general, but then like it's not even like the best in the world doing the musical. It's just some randos. I saw something today that they're casting for the movie adaptation of the Stephen Sondheim classic Cats.
Oh no! No, that's Andrew Lloyd Webber.
Oh, that's right. That's right.
He's the worst.
I get him confused. I get him confused. And Taylor Swift is in it. And Sexiest Man Alive, Stringer Bell.
Oh, no.
He's going to be up there singing and dancing as a cat. And also, like, didn't Cats end on Broadway like 15 years ago? Like, it ran for 38 years and it was like the longest running one.
And it was just a joke.
Yeah, they're dressed as cats and they come out like in the crowd as cats and they sing, we're cats. But now there's a movie? Like, hasn't the time passed for this?
Oh, it passed on night one of Cats. Yes. There was a great episode of Get a Life where it was called Zoo Animals on Wheels. And the animals came out into the audience. And his dad and Chris Elliott was doing community theater, and his dad just said, "That's it, we're getting out of here," and they left.
Yeah.
And I read an interview where and he said, "Yeah, that happened in real life. I went with my family to Cats because I was working at Letterman. And I got them tickets, thinking like this is the hot new show, And soon as the cats got into the audience, Bob Elliott's like, all right, we're getting out of here right now.
Yeah.
Awful.
And it's hard to leave those things. You know, you're packed in there tight. You're known to partake in musical theater. You've been to Rent.
Got free tickets from my uncle, and yeah, I complained to Michelle the whole time after.
You've been to other things, been to many things. I feel like the Hamilton stuff has finally died off. Thank God. We were getting inundated with Hamilton.
I still have no desire to see Hamilton. I will say, I thought he did a pretty good job on Curb.
Yeah, he played an asshole.
But I thought he played it well. Like good. He was, you know, I give people credit when they're not afraid to play an asshole.
Yeah, that's true. Himself. Yeah, like he's playing himself, so it makes him like look like he's an asshole. FYI, season I think it's 10 of Curb Your Enthusiasm in production as we speak.
Awesome. That was a good season.
Yeah, it was really good. It was funny.
Okay.
He'll go for it, like the whole PTSD thing, and he had Tom Hanks' son play like a veteran. Yeah, it was good.
Yeah. All right. What else? Let's finish on a feel-good story. This is the last story.
Yeah.
Turtle found by U.S. Coast Guard. Kind of nice when they, you know, help animal rescue.
Yeah, they're endangered. A lot of the natives, they'll fucking kill those things and make soup out of them, and they're beautiful animals. Right. They live hundreds of years. Well, they get eaten by birds.
They took him out of harm's way, and they saw he was strapped with $53 million worth of cocaine.
He was a mule. Was he trained?
A trained?
He was muling Yayo.
Yeah, he is. They show he's just got bricks attached to him.
That's crazy.
And they're just poking him with, like, you know, animal handler things. He had
That's crazy.
1,800 pounds of cocaine on, like, yeah, they're just floating bricks.
Yeah, because what they'll do is they'll drop that shit in the ocean with a beacon on it, and then somebody will run out there with a boat right quick from the Keys or whatever.
He's just chained to 75 feet of line where the bricks of cocaine. It's an amazing photo.
Yeah, I've seen that Keys set Netflix show with the dreamy Kyle Chandler Australian Ben Mendelsohn.
Good actor.
Yeah. Oh, he's very good. And also the very attractive Linda Cardellini.
Big fan.
Huge fan of Linda Cardellini. They should put her in more shit. Speaking of people that should be in more shit, she's in my shit on a day-to-day basis. Talking about I don't use the sponge properly at the sink. I track things in from outside. She's very much on top of things. And for this show, she's on top of what's happening in the world of pop culture. Of course, I'm talking about our very own Fancy Sauce. How are you doing, Fancy?
Hey, Kate.
Welcome to the show, Kate. How are you? Oh, no. Oh, my God.
That was a good pull.
What was the What was the name of that show in the Keys with Kyle Chandler?
Bloodline.
Bloodline.
And the band. Yeah. The problem is that it got to be the same thing over and over. So
I think pretty trashy,
they did three seasons and we only did like one.
I could probably
pick
it back up again.
Yeah.
My move with most of these shows is I want to see where it's going, so I'll give it a full season. And then when they announce season two is out, I make the happy decision of myself. I don't feel like watching this. I feel so great about it.
It's very relieving. I will say this. Kate turned me on to a show that I didn't think I was going to like.
Oh.
From BBC America, Killing Eve.
I've heard of it.
Strong recommendation. Very good. It's on BBC America. So if you have like DirecTV or whatever and you have that channel, it's on demand. Very, very good. It's like a British MI6 situation where they're tracking an assassin, but it's also sort of lighthearted and funny. Very good show, Killing Eve.
Two things I love are tracking down bad guys and revenge plots. I love revenge.
Yeah, and it's a female assassin, and she's
she's
the best
serial killer.
She's also a serial killer, mm-hmm. but she kills people that she's.
I'm not going
to
judge. Is she like a Dexter?
Not just. I mean, she kills other people too.
Well, yeah, she'll kill. She doesn't care who she kills because she's a sociopath. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's pretty good. You should check it out. Killing Eve. I think it's only like 8 episodes, which is if you tell me something's like short, I'm pretty into it. I can commit to things that are only like 8
like
or 10. Right. Yeah, exactly. Okay. Quick email. I have a horrific parenting experience to share with you. And given the fact you are experienced parents yourself.
Do you think he dressed like a fake referee?
And I know you sit on the correct side of this issue. I trust you can help me. My family and I were sitting together eating a nice normal meal of pizza. No ketchup sauce, dipping, or crust first.
Good man. Good family.
Then out of nowhere, I see my 3-year-old flip that slice around and take a big old bite out of that crust. Obviously, children at this age are learning, and we need to be supportive of them through all of their errors, encouraging them to do things the right way with compassion. However, this is such an egregious error. I am questioning if some more serious intervention is needed. Do I need to bring some Canadians in to put on some kind of scared straight program? What do you recommend? Keith in Indiana, Team Current Episode, Team Every Episode, Team Patreon.
Oh, that's a triple threat guy right there.
Yeah, thanks for that, Keith. I'll say this. This is a 3-year-old, and here's what you see a lot of kids. Now, crust first is obviously that's psychopathic behavior, and if it continues, you might have to send your child somewhere for re-education.
Military school.
You might want to just put a burrito in front of him just to make sure he doesn't starve from the
middle. From the middle, like Bieber, Well, it was
a picture, right?
It turned out to be a work, but it was a
everyone
Bieber lookalike.
Thought it was Bieber.
It was a Bieber.
Yeah,
it turned out to
picture.
Be a Bieber lookalike.
Disturbing.
Very disturbing.
I mean, the first rule is 3-year-olds are assholes.
They don't know.
They don't know. I would give like a year, definitely by 5 if this bullshit's continuing. Yeah, you send them to the Citadel or something like that.
Yeah, for sure. But possibly it could be a blessing in disguise. Cause we all know these brats that'll come in and they'll come over to your house and you got some pizza and they'll eat 6-7 slices. But they'll just leave a big pile of those crusts.
That bothers me.
It's like, hey, if you take a slice.
Yeah, you won't be so hungry.
Yeah, you eat the whole fucking slice.
Like yeah,
the crust
like
is part of the slice.
I'm like an Eskimo with my pizza slice. I use the entire thing.
Yeah, you're like an Eskimo with a walrus seal dick.
Exactly. Use the whole fucking
elephant
thing.
Seal. You're eating the fuck out of that dick.
Using the ink, everything.
All of it. The blubber.
Course.
Absolutely. So maybe your 3-year-old is a little ahead of the curve where he's like, hey, I'm going to eat this crust. I'm not going to be like these other whack ass kids that leave the fucking crust.
That's maybe. True.
I mean, hopefully.
Yeah. Kate, good to have you here. Fancy Sauce. What is going on in the world of pop culture?
Well,
she's 69. There's something going on with him.
A lot of fuzz about that guy.
Korean Hulk. Korean Hulk.
Oh, I hope Kate's got news to read. Because it's all I need.
Kate, what is happening in the world of fancy pop?
Wow,
what is going on in pop culture?
Really, always just
gets beautiful.
Me.
It's a beautiful song.
Lots going on, but I just want to stop by saying that we have a new member to the Patreon fam.
Oh, coming in for Greasy Ed's picks.
Scott K.
All right,
K.
Scott.
Period.
Thank you, Scott.
Not sure. K. Period.
Yeah, Scott, you the man, buddy. Appreciate
Scott,
your donation.
Welcome. Now you're privy to our Patreon
Follow
only content.
Right. Follow
Weekly
Ed's picks. More Patreon stuff.
Okay, guys.
Coming
so
there.
16 and 6, by the way. 16 and 6.
Including, I haven't decided. Kate and I are probably going to start doing a recap to the Connie Britton
Oh.
Eric Banana.
Did it start?
Dirty John mini series.
Dirty John series. Start? No, it starts Sunday night.
Pretty excited.
I'd be up for that.
You want to get on? Are you going to watch the show? I don't want you being real negative about the show.
No. Hang on.
Oh, okay.
I just didn't like, what was it, Chad?
Yeah, the nephew?
The nephew. I hated him.
Yes.
But
he's a character.
Connie Britton.
She's banging.
And I enjoyed laughing at the chick taking the Walking Dead lessons.
So,
Tara.
It appears. So we were all very interested in Jacqueline, the daughter with all the Birkin bags in a safe, who had pegged John as an asshole from the beginning.
Right.
Apparently, from what I've seen in the trailer,
there's one daughter.
There is no Jacqueline. No, there's just three. She has three daughters. I think they may have merged the two ancillary daughters together.
Oh, and Tara is her own character.
And so so she's called Veronica. Maybe some creative license. So maybe we start next week doing a Dirty John recap, and we throw that on Patreon.
You guys like that idea?
Okay. Kate, what else is going on?
Okay, I've got a lot of stories to get through tonight. Dong talk interruptions. Okay, let's do this.
We'll give you the time to get through them, but you know, you're the one who's been bringing up dongs lately. Yeah,
you're dong obsessed over there.
Okay, so Brian Austin Green
bag
David Silver
from Beverly Hills 90210. Before he hooked up with current wife Megan Fox and had three children.
Yep,
he was with Gina Kincaid, I think.
That's right.
He has. They have 2-year-old Journey River. 4.5-year-old Bodie Ransom.
Bodie Ransom.
6-year-old Noah Shannon.
Shannon is a name. Yeah,
that's a normal name.
Prior to that, Brian Austin Green and Vanessa Marcille, she might remember
huge
her from
fan.
Las Vegas, the TV show.
She was also on 90210.
They had
and I believe
child.
She's on
Nick
General
Cage's,
Hospital.
Nick Cage's girlfriend in The Rock.
Oh, yeah, The Rock.
They had a child who's now 16 years old.
Yeah.
Cassius Lijah.
Yeah.
They weren't married. Cassius is, now 16. And Marcille has been very vocal on Instagram of late, telling all the fans that Brian Bag and Megan sort of got rid of Cassius's bedroom about 5.5 years ago in their house, and that he's never met his youngest brother and doesn't know where they live, isn't allowed to know their address or physical address, which is kind of sad.
That is sad.
Poor kid. Cut out of the dad's new family.
Bag, life. Do your thing and be a fucking man and be a man for that kid. Because he needs you, and he's going to end up fucked up if you're not around to teach him shit he needs to know.
Do you think he masturbates
up that kid
to his mom?
What is wrong with you?
What's wrong with you?
I will say this. I saw this story, and Vanessa Marcille, it had she looks so good.
Yeah, Michelle still watches General Hospital. She records it and then like kind of fast forwards through.
Yeah.
But she makes reappearances like every few years. And,
does she?
Yeah, and just like because they kept – you know how they usually recast?
Yes.
They kept the character open, and she looks the same.
She looks so good.
Part of this story is – and I don't know if this is true, but Marcille says – that 12 years ago, she was served legal papers and spent 8 years defending herself and her son in custody court in response to Bag and Megan's trying to get full custody of Cassius and asking for $200,000 child support from her.
Kind of crazy. Wouldn't Bag have the money from the residuals from B Hills?
Fox is in movies, so not B-Hills, sure what's going 90210? On there.
You know who worked closely with her and had good things to say about her, saying she was very friendly? Craigslist threesome guy.
Oh, he knows Vanessa Fox. Megan Fox.
No, Marcille.
Oh, Vanessa. Oh, yeah. She's very
She was cool. He worked with her.
Oh, yeah. Interesting. Did he try to run any game on that?
He might have tried, but
Didn't work out.
He didn't talk about it, so that means now it went nowhere.
Yeah, it didn't. Yeah. Hey, appreciate him taking a shot. Well, good for Vanessa Marcil. She's really holding it together, taking care of that kid of hers and looking hot at 50 years old. Kate, what else?
Casey Kasem passed away.
R.I.P.
I think it was 2014.
Yeah, it was a big thing.
That was
his body.
Was a fun ending with the wife.
Yeah, yeah, they were hiding his body.
Meat at the reporters.
Also, he had $100 million in the bank.
It's a very dark story, which will be the focus of Saturday's 48 Hours, 10 p.m. on CBS, which I will be recording.
You'll be recording that.
So the ongoing battle pits Jeannie Kasem, which is Kasem's second wife, against his three children. From his first marriage, Carrie, Julie, and Michael. So it goes into all the sort of details in this episode. But basically, the kids claim that Jeannie, Casey Kasem was a victim of elder abuse at the hands of his second wife, Jeannie.
Yeah, she squirreled him away to Washington State because the laws were different there.
And she had more acting jobs after the Tortellis.
No, that was it for her being Nick Tortelli's
wife.
Then the
kids got him back to a hospital where he later died. But Jeannie countersued the kids for forcing Casey to return to this hospital where she claims that they unhooked his nutrition, hydration, and medicine and left him to die. So claiming that all they wanted was a share of his life insurance. So they're both accusing each other of wanting to get hold of his money as quickly as possible.
Was he like, and that was at number six, that was Walk Like an Egyptian from the Bengals. Please reinsert my feeding tube.
And
so
Jean,
she's claiming,
after this, give me more morphine.
She's claiming he was a victim of homicide. So we'll see what happens. But also, she then shipped his body off to Oslo for some reason.
Oslo?
And the kids say it was done completely out of spite, so they can't visit the grave.
You know how
so he's in an unmarked grave in Norway.
Rich as fuck if you're sending a body to Oslo.
Right.
Like, you're a rich motherfucker.
You know who this is on, though? I mean, I don't know how out of it Casey was.
Yeah, you gotta write this shit down.
It's on the parent themselves, just like Brian Austin Green. Like, maybe the blame is on Megan Fox, but the parent has got to step up here. And Casey Kasem should have known that his new wife hated his kids or was trying to, because this didn't just happen when he got old. I'm sure that they didn't get along. That's on the parent.
Yeah.
But Ed, you are forgetting that I was incapacitated.
Our answer? In a minute. First, I'm going to dedicate this to a dead dog. You ever see that? You ever listen to that outtake where he's livid? I'm trying to end this on a high note, and I've got a dead fucking dog.
It's so good.
It's kind of like I need to come up with my Alzheimer's plan before the Alzheimer's starts kicking in. But I just need to remember to do that.
Write that shit down.
You know what didn't go over well? When I mentioned that to my mom, I was saying, like, do you want to be in a home? And she was very angry with me.
Yeah, yeah.
You'll be like, Mom, you're not going to know, so just tell me now.
I told her, listen, doing nothing means I'm putting you in a home. So
yeah, sorry. Peace out.
Or you look at my sister, but not me.
What else, Kate?
Embattled TV star Heather Locklear, who's really had a tough year.
She's not really holding it together like Vanessa Marcil, that's for sure.
Yeah, she was hospitalized for a psychiatric evaluation in June after she threatened to shoot herself because she thought her fiancé was cheating on her.
I bet he wants out.
She was released 3 days later and was arrested 4 days after for battery of an EMT. I believe we covered that story here.
Yeah.
She was hospitalized again later that month after a reported overdose at her home, and she completed a rehab stay to wrap up her summer. Well, Locklear has been placed on a 5150 psychiatric hold. She was at her home and someone called 911 for her. I don't think
This happen?
This just happened on Sunday night.
Yeah. She needs some serious help. Very worried.
It is a sad story when someone's... she's on something, or it's
no,
just
I think she's has serious like mental, probably bipolar issues. Yes. She's having another, you know, psychiatric break.
And I bet so much was covered up when she was just the hot star.
Exactly. Yes, for sure. Exactly right. When she was sliding across the hood with that, with the moosed hair on TJ Hooker, everything was fine.
Yeah.
And when she was, what's her name on Melrose, the boss bitch.
What was her name? Forgot.
I can't remember.
Can't believe I forgot.
But she was getting deep dicked by Jack Wagner, and then was also getting deep dicked by Jack Wagner IRL.
And
oh, yeah.
At the end, she was with Charlie Sheen on Spin City when they replaced Michael J. Fox.
Right. That is
a
right.
A little tidbit for you youngsters out there.
Heather Locklear coming in at number 9.
Amanda Woodward was her name.
That's right. She was a boss bitch on Melrose.
That's right.
I was into the redhead Sydney and Melrose.
Yes. Who did a little crossover at 90210.
IRL married the gay guy who also was a bit character as one of the basketball players on the Dragons in Teen Wolf. Doug Peterson coming in at number 5.
Eagles coach, the other Doug.
Okay, what else? That might not be his name, by the way, Doug Peterson.
I have some sad news. Yes? So are you guys sitting down? JK. Paris Hilton and fiance Chris Zilka have split up. A source close to the couple who were first linked in February 2017 say she broke up with him. She's busy working and realized he wasn't the guy for her.
She's busy working. Was there finger quotes around the working?
Yeah, she has all these perfumes. Like she really works.
Does she do things?
Yeah.
No, she has a huge.
She's a DJ.
Personal brand.
I believe
she has perfumes that make so much money.
There was a stretch where I was thinking I would do anything for her to not be famous anymore, and now she's not. But she was just replaced with the Kardashians.
But she's still like she's very popular in like Dubai.
She's currently in Dubai, actually promoting her new fragrance, which probably makes her a shit ton of money.
In the UAE. If you got a fragrance, you're rich as fuck.
No word about what happens to that $2 million 20-carat diamond ring Chris, quote, gave her.
So the thing is she's super rich, and the guy she was engaged to was like a character actor.
Yeah, so she bought a ring for herself for him to give to her.
He didn't have like $2 million to drop on a ring.
I don't reckon.
Most people don't.
So poor Paris, she has a really tough time finding love.
Mm-hmm. Remember she did that sex tape with the guy that got married to
Chris Solomon.
Solomon.
He is so gross and such a creep. I can tell you I have seen him up close and personal many times.
That dude is packing a meat hammer.
Yeah, but like a gross, dirty one. That's been everywhere.
He might have given her something else.
That dude has got a stick.
Congratulations, Paris. You have STDs.
That guy's got the wisdom of Solomon in dick form.
I did not bring up the dong Solomon. This time.
My dick will
you
tell you.
You brought up the dong.
Totally
out of the blue.
So if
you found a segue to talk about dong.
So if you know Rick Solomon, are we to understand that you may be able to comment whether or not Rick Solomon is or is not a loudcomer?
Loudcomer.
Rick Solomon. Is Rick Solomon a loudcomer? With your ex-roommate. Yes or no, Kate?
Your roommate.
Rick Solomon in the sex tape with Paris Hilton. It was like in night vision. So it was super weird.
It was like raccoon eyes.
But there was one thing that was casting a massive shadow, and that was Rick Solomon's hog.
Even in the absence of light, there was a giant shadow maker.
Sounds both got a long, hard look at it.
Yes or no, Rick Solomon, loudcomer?
I don't know.
Okay. All right. Next
story. All right, moving on.
Yep.
An aspiring actress has filed a petition for a restraining order against lawyer Michael Avenatti on Monday.
Can we be done with this guy finally?
I know. This chick, I'm going to butcher her name, Morelli Minuti.
Oh, change it.
Minuti.
Change it.
She had a bit part in Ocean's 8, filed the paperwork at a Santa Monica courthouse just days after Avenatti was accused of a domestic violence incident that allegedly left a woman's face swollen and bruised. Avenatti is claiming that this is part of a takedown scheme.
What was it?
He tweeted, first Mueller and now me.
Oh, who gives a fuck?
When we are fully exonerated, I am coming for you, Jacob Wohl, a.k.a. Shore Fire. So he's actually like pinning it on somebody.
No,
don't care. Don't care. But also this chick, what was her name?
Morelli Minuti.
Yeah, who can forget the iconic career of the great Isher Danilovich? You remember all the great movies Isher Danilovich was in? No, you don't, because he changed his fucking name to Kirk Douglas. Change your name,
is that
chick.
True?
Yeah.
She was probably like a cocktail waitress in Ocean's 8.
Yeah, of course.
So the jury's out on whether he is a domestic abuser or not. I guess.
Don't care.
Hopefully we'll find out.
Yes, let the truth win out.
Regardless,
but this is the world we live in. Because now that fuckface is in the White House, and they got a lot of ratings. All these fucking shitty news organizations put fuckface on TV every night because he made a good soundbite, and that made him the president. You get these fucking ambulance chasers coming out of nowhere, going, "Hey, I can do that too." And guess what? They can
100%.
Get rid of him.
We live in
done with him.
Dark times.
Yep.
All right.
Okay, I don't care about
I'm going to like wrap it up with my...
There's no way Kirk Douglas is 5'9".
With my big story of the evening.
Oh, yeah.
Tekashi 6ix9ine. Arrested on firearms and racketeering charges faces possible life sentence.
Sounds like somebody was flying too close to the sun.
Yeah, so he's already in legal trouble on multiple fronts. He was arrested in New York Sunday night on federal racketeering and firearms charges.
Racketeering, for those that don't know, like me, a person who engages in dishonest or fraudulent business dealings does not sound like the Tekashi 6ix9ine we know.
It really doesn't. Yep.
I saw the rapper whose real name with his abuela.
Yeah, he gave her all that money, and I'm sure he paid taxes on that.
His real name is Daniel Hernandez, and three others. His former manager, Shoddy,
and
associates
Shoddy the
Fahim
pimp.
Walter and Jensel Butler remain in custody after he was arraigned Monday afternoon. The eight count indictment claims Hernandez and other defendants participated in the operation and management of the Nine Trey Gangsta Bloods gang.
Oh no.
Uh oh.
That's not good.
Hernandez, Jordan, and two others are accused
gang.
Of robbing unidentified rivals of the gang at gunpoint on April 3rd. The indictment also mentions a July 16 shooting incident in Brooklyn. Hernandez and others are accused of agreeing to shoot an individual who had shown disrespect to members of Nine Trey.
Ooh, you can't disrespect Nine Trey.
You're fucked.
And as a result, an innocent bystander was shot.
Coming in at number 69 on Rikers Island is Tekashi 6ix9ine.
And I don't want to judge someone on appearance, but when you show up at court and you've got 69 69s all over you, it's going to be a tough sell for the judge.
Yeah. Also, he's in Gen Pop, and I don't feel like he really can hold his own. Like, hopefully, for his sake.
SoundCloud rappers usually don't have enough.
Well, hopefully he is the actual leader of the gang, as he's being accused of, because then he'll have some protection on the inside. Otherwise, could be a tough road to hoe for old Tekashi.
Tekashi is looking at some real prison time.
Yeah, life.
I would like to get him off the streets and out of the airwaves.
I feel like we could get like Dr. Drew on this, and we could do like a scared straight type of show. Put him in a house.
Yeah.
Get
Looks
Tom
like
Sizemore
Tekashi
in there.
Got 80s.
Like clean him up. Like remove all his tattoos. Give him a haircut. Like.
Get him a job at Subway.
Like a sweet haircut and a pair of horn rimmed glasses.
Yeah, like he could bro down with Leif Garrett.
Get him those glasses. Is that a 69? No. Just
maybe help him get his GED.
I put that behind me. Oh wow. Well,
I hope it all works out.
I don't hope it all works out. I hope he goes
down. Don't be a hater.
I hope he goes down for whatever he's done.
What? Well, yeah.
Did you see the joy on his abuelo's face?
Yeah, he gave her all those stacks on stacks.
He's a registered sex offender.
I'm sure grandma, yeah. Grandma knows exactly what to do with like a stack of bills.
I know. Exactly. Buying tortillas. is that it, Kate?
That's it.
Okay. Excellent job all the way around. Kate McManus.
That would be me.
Thank you very much.
Hey, you're welcome.
Ed Day coming in at number two. Behind the host of the show, Brian Beckner, is our very own Ed Daly.
Great job, us.
Great job all the way around.
So, here comes Walk Like an Egyptian.
For Kate McManus. For Ed Daly. My name is Brian Beckner. This has been episode 244 of the Baller Lifestyle Podcast. We will see you next week.
Bye, everyone.